With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome to another edition of the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin, Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today are CMG Media Consultants Nathan Cucker and John Showalter. Gentlemen, thank you again for joining me. Always a pleasure.
What's going on, Mark? How you been?
We are doing well. My wife is a teacher, and they're getting some more concrete deadlines for stuff, so she's ready to get back at it. How about you?
Yeah, can't complain. You know, it's a beautiful Saturday, getting ready to go out to the beach later after this show.
Well, that's a great plan. Can't complain there. After we wrap up here, I'm headed to Steinhatchee. It's scallop season on the Gulf, so going to see if we can round up some scallops. So looking forward to that, but hung around to spend an hour with you guys talking a little marketing.
Love it.
You know, I scalloped for the first time last year. And it was crazy because I never did it before. And when you're going down, you see the scallop and you're like, oh my God, this thing is massive. And then you pick the thing up and you bring it up in your bag and you're like, well, this is like about the size of a 50-cent piece here.
Right. Yep. That sums it up really well, actually.
Well, protect the feet show. I know that can be a danger, but I also know that, you know, safety never takes a day off. So
that's right.
Without further ado, we'll go ahead and launch into it. Today, everyone, we're going to be talking about, of course, marketing, but we're going to be talking about what solutions make sense for a business depending on their goals, how to take advantage of social media usage, and then also we're going to talk about baseball. We're going to have a little fun with this because we finally got some live sports back in action, started on Wednesday night with the Yankees and Nationals. So we'll give you tips on your marketing efforts. But we're going to talk about some of the different techniques and technologies we have to, you know, really put that marketing into overdrive. So as far as solutions that make sense for a business, if their goal is, you know, let's just throw out a couple, like lead generation, brand awareness, if they want to increase their reach, or maybe they want to do something more boots on the ground, but it has to start online from outreach and goodwill, right? For Legion, let's start there. What makes sense for a solution to achieve that goal? I'm not sure, Nathan, if you want to go first or?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Legion, and I'm guessing you said social media, right? Or is this for SEM or what?
We'll get into social specific a little later in the show, but specifically Legion as in I need people who need my service and are willing to pay.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Through organic or paid search, either way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, through social media Legion, it's really what I tell clients is, you know, if you want to make an immediate impact or see how your campaign is going, doing a straight up lead gen, and you have to be cognizant about what exactly you want to offer and how, because if you do a straight lead gen, yeah, I mean, it's great that you can show people exactly that the form feel like it goes right to your website. You have a contact me form. So that is like a real pure way of showing how it's going, but not foolproof, because a lot of people are going to see that ad and then go online and research whatever product or service that they're trying to do anyway. So lead gen is extremely good if you have a smaller budget or you're just dipping your foot in there a little bit and you want to see some immediate impact. I mean, that's just what I tell my clients.
And, you know, to give a little more color to that, right, the people that are at the bottom of the funnel, so to speak, they've already gotten some research in there, and if we can really get them to convert, that's where I've seen a lot of success as far as, you know, that paid search campaign goes. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. Because, I mean, like we say before on countless shows that we're on, it's that consumer journey. It's always, you know, I feel like a broken record player, you know. It's get noticed, be found, and convert. And the bottom of the funnel, that convert is where you want to be. And that's what it is with that lead gen with social media. You're at the bottom of the funnel. These people are highly engaged, and they're about to make an action within the next like couple of days or weeks.
And they need to see you when they're about to make that action. That's exactly right. And show if you would, what, you know, pick which one you'd like to go over. You know, brand awareness, reach, community. What What makes sense as far as a solution for one of those, in your opinion?
Well, Mark, I'm going to take a step back a little bit. You know, I think the solution that works is your solution, right? So, you know, there's a lot of products out there. And, you know, those of you that are already marketing or those of you that are considering marketing, what I mean by your solution is, what is it that you're looking to accomplish, and what is it lead generation that's going to, you know, we want to move people through that consumer funnel, that consumer journey that we talk about, be found, you know, get noticed, be found, convert. But what solution works for you? What is it that you need? You know, we want, is it leads right now for a direct, for a direct close? You know, that works a lot for retail businesses, things of that nature. But if you look at, you know, some other things, if the product that you have for the consumer is a little bit longer, you know, the buying cycle is a little bit longer, you need to stay in that funnel. You need to stay in front of that person. So that might be, you know, something that you would consider, you know, might be display advertising. But, you know, it's really drilling down on, you know, the great thing about online marketing is the data that's involved. So you've got access to, where are people engaging with me? How are they engaging? What are they engaging with? And then you can kind of modify your plan from that. So, you know, the solution that you decide needs to be your solution. And you know, that's the thing that, you know, Nathan and I do, you know, and you do it as well, Mark, is we sit down and really drill down on what your business is, you know, who the consumer is that you want, who the consumer is that, you know, you're already getting that you'd like to enhance and grow. And so, you know, that's what we do as far as, you know, sitting down, getting to know your business and creating a solution that's your solution that delivers, you know, for your individual business.
You know, that's a great point, because what works for one, even within the same industry, doesn't mean it's going to work for another. And I've mentioned it a few times. I'm originally from Texas, and I used to sell pool contractors SEO and paid search. And my favorite time, this is going to sound really off the wall, my favorite time to do that was right around Christmas time, right? And people thought I was nuts for wanting to talk to these guys. And I got a lot of, you know, rejection and objection, which happens in sales. But I would ask them, like, hey, when was the last time someone called you and said, yep, I woke up this morning and said, I want to buy a pool. When can you get here? Right? I never got an answer because it didn't happen. I told them, I said, look, people that can afford a pool, they're looking at their fiscal year. They're also someone that can receive a bonus. And when they're thinking like that, and if they are interested in it, they're going to start looking now. 3 or 4 months, that's when they're going to start digging. But if you're not in there right now, you're going to miss. And I told them, and I brought these up for a reason, right? I said, if you're not reaching those people, if they're not aware of your brand, it's not going to generate the leads you want, right? And that proved really fruitful for me. But moreover, those guys dug a lot of ditches and put a lot of water in there, and that made me really happy. If you're just joining us, you're with the Marketing Advisor Show. And my name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Media Consultants Nathan Cucker and John Showalter. And if you have questions or want to talk about your business's strategy or some of our best practices and technologies, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. And, you know, on that note, gentlemen, as far as making sure that the customer journey is where we're not only making sure our advertisers are found, but making sure that they can convert. Social media play has increased by, in some numbers, 50% in a few months within working from home and people being a little more isolated, up to 70%. And I wanted to know your opinions as far as just starting out for what a business owner can do right now on their own, you know, free of charge with their own account or having someone do it for them, from like an organic posting or message, right? What do you think are some really good best practices from, you know, what you've experienced or some of the businesses you work with? And I don't know if, Show, if you want to take
this.
There's
a couple things, Mark. You know, earlier you touched on Goodwill, and I think right now, the landscape that we're in, everything going on, I think Goodwill goes a long way, and that you can deliver that through social media. You know, what are you doing for first responders? Is there a discount or some kind of special offer that you have? You know, we work with Tire Outlet, and they've got, you know, some of the services that they have. You know, they're giving, you know, deep discounts for those first responders, those healthcare workers. And you know, that brings a lot of goodwill into the community. And I think you can really deliver that through, you know, through, you know, social media platform. And, you know, certainly you can do that for free. But, you know, one thing that we can do is kind of expound on that and, you know, get you involved in a social media campaign where you're delivering to, you know, those high intenders, people that are, you know, just through their own natural daily, online social media habits, we can kind of identify things that they're involved in, things that they're interested in. You know, we also are a partner with Amazon. The cool thing about, you know, the Amazon partnership that we have, you know, I'm interested in a lot of things, Mark. There's a lot of things that intrigue me that I'm interested in that I'll watch a YouTube video. But to pull out your wallet and, you know, get that debit card out and make that purchase, you know, that kind of goes beyond being interested in, you know, being an intender. And so, you know, we can kind of take that social media presence that we have and kind of convert it through, you know, some of the data that we have based on the things that people purchase. And, you know, to me, that's one of the more exciting. We've got a lot of products, you know, and we can make the products, you know, as I said just a minute ago, make, you know, the right solution your solution. We've got a lot of products, but one of my favorites is that Amazon partnership, because we can see what people are actually purchasing and buying, and that helps us a lot in, you know, identifying the best marketing plan for, you know, any individual business.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, and you touch on it really well, with our Amazon partnership, we've got access to some pretty amazing and effective data, but establishing what like a good outreach program is, incorporating that into what targeting is relative to the audience that's maybe considering you, and then continuing that story not only through paid ads but also that organic content. That's a really dynamic and kind of well-oiled solution or mix to get those people who are, like you're thinking, considering to pulling out their wallet and making that decision. And Nathan, I wanted you sorry to put you on the spot here, but I know you have an advertiser who did something that was really well received, and it really gave them not only that good position in the community, but it really helped as far as their appointment booking too. Will you touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think before I get into that, it's what can clients do right now? And since we are in a very interesting time, what they need to do is they need to be aware. What is the situation that is going on around them? Because I mean, just like schools, you know, are kids going to go back to school? Are they going to be working or going virtually? How many businesses right now are working from home? So I think that companies need to be aware and pay attention to exactly what's going on and be ready to act. So they need to have a plan A and a plan B. And maybe industries that maybe didn't advertise to, like, teachers saying, hey, teachers, you might need to get your school supplies instead of having a school. Or kids have to go to get furniture for a desk, or people that work from home getting an office chair. So there's a lot of things that you have to be paying attention to. And also you have to be very community based as well. So instead of just talking about yourself all the time, and this gets back to the Forever Vets that you were talking about. When I spoke with them, I said, look, you know, everything that we're saying right now, which is great, you know, it's a 10% offer, we're doing this, you're doing that, but I said, you need to really do something for the community, because the community is struggling, so you need to be aware of what's going on. So why not put together a campaign for people that were furloughed, people that lost their job, maybe they were restaurant workers that had less hours, and give back, you know, give them free pet food. If that's the case, register online, do whatever it is, tell us why. And they did that. And they originally were going to have only 150 bags. They ended up giving away almost 2,000, got picked up by a couple of news stations, and other charities got this as well. And this happened in April. Ever since then, May, June, July, they have been on fire. And so, you know, obviously you're helping the community, but you know, you're a business owner. Let's be real. You guys want to make money too. So you have to selfishly think about yourself in that, along with the community. So be aware, do something on the outreach, help people, and just have a well-rounded campaign.
Well, like what Nathan said, you know, right now there's a lot of uncertainty. We're all uncertain. We don't really know where the light at the end of the tunnel is. So I think it's a positive outlook. You know, what are you doing in your business where there is some certainty? You can offer some certainty. You can offer some, you know, something positive that, you know, people walk away feeling good about. You know, people being in their homes, being kind of cooped up with family members and things of that nature. You know, what is that positivity that you can bring, whether it be, you know, giving away the pet food like Forever Vets, giving a deep discount to teachers and first responders and things of that nature, like Tire Outlet and some of our other clients are doing. I think that's a good opportunity to just make people feel good when they really don't know. There's just so much uncertainty out there.
I love it. I love it. That's exactly right. Not only do you solve a problem, but you can make people feel better about it. And these are people not all over the place, but right there in your backyard. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, terrestrial radio, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. Coming up after the break, we're going to take a dive into sports, a little bit of baseball, and we're going to talk about some of our best experiences, and we'll see what's something that sticks out for us. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Media Consultants Nathan Cucker and John Showalter. And today we're talking about, you know, what a business can focus on for solutions for what their goals and key performance indicators are. But I always like to take a second and talk about the fun part of what we do. And last night we actually got pro sports back. The Yankees and the Nationals played. Of course, 2020 fed us a rain delay. I would expect nothing less at this point. Fellas, in a couple minutes here, tell me about like your favorite baseball experience. We got sports coming back. Tell me about an ad that might stick out to you from it, or maybe tell me about your favorite athlete and product they promoted. I'll give a quick lead in. I think Nathan's got something probably right there in his back pocket with this. But again, I'm from Texas. Nolan Ryan, he was basically a god. First man to have a seven-figure contract in professional sports. 40 years old, throwing 95 miles an hour, and he would always tell us, I like Advil. Advil's gentler on my stomach, right? I'll never forget it. But Nathan, I want to hear what you have to say. You're from Philly, and I know you got some good sports stuff.
Oh man, best sports town in the United States.
Let's not go too far.
So, up there in Pennsylvania, you know, Tasty Cakes. So you'd always see like a Kurt Schilling or a Jimmy Rollins promoting their Tasty Cakes. But you know, the most fascinating moment I can remember was when I was, I guess I would have been 12 or 13, back in 1993, that magical year when the Phillies went to the World Series. Unfortunately, Mitch Wildthing gave up a home run to Joe Carter to lose the World Series. But in that year, I remember going to a baseball game against the San Francisco Giants. And I think it was the first one I went to that year, and Mickey Moradini, the second baseman for the Phillies, hit a grand slam in the ninth inning with two outs to hit a home run. So that will always stick out in my mind, and I actually still have the cup from that game and the inflatable bat in my I have it in my house. I brought it down to Florida. It's in my son's room, and I'm so protective of that thing because I don't want it to break. But those are my moments.
That's amazing. Awesome. Show what comes to your mind?
Well, I've got a couple that I'm excited to share. I was at Wrigley Field, and anybody that's been to Wrigley, if you haven't been to Wrigley, you need to go. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but it is an experience unlike any other. But when in Wrigley, you know, old style beer is the official beer of the Chicago Cubs, right? So, you know, I grabbed one just because everywhere you look, it's the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. And I remember I ordered one, and the guy sitting next to me leans over, he goes, yeah, you probably won't have another one of those. Those are gross. He's a season ticket holder Cubs fan. And so there, you know, that particular beer is not even, you know, a lot of the locals and season ticket holders don't even get that excited about it, but they've done such a great job of branding themselves as the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. So I felt like I had to get one. He was right. That was the only one that I had. But it was good. I grew up near Lexington, Kentucky, a Kentucky Kentucky Wildcat fan, and there is a sausage company called Purnell's Old Folks Sausage. And their thing is Purnell's Old Folks, it's good. They extend it out. And I literally, when there's a Kentucky basketball game on, I got two different friends, one's in Atlanta and one's back home. They will text me, when they see that come up on the screen there for UK games. So they've done a great job. And it kind of goes back to a lot of the things that we've talked about here on the show, Mark, is frequency and consistency. Both of those have great frequency and really good consistency, and both stick out.
I love it. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. We could probably do two entire shows just on that, but thanks for touching on that, fellas. It's good to have some normal backing. I'm glad sports are back. We're going to take a quick break. Again, listeners, if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, right, what your business strategy is, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or just shoot us an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. Coming up after the break, we're going to take a deeper dive into social media, the usage, and what are the best plays for business owners here in the Jacksonville area. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisors Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. And along with me today are CMG Media Consultants Nathan Cucker and John Showalter. And listeners, just so you know, between the two of these gentlemen alone, at CMG in Jacksonville, not even their entire career, there's 30 years of experience with these gentlemen. So if you have any questions, they're a great resource for you. I wanted to throw that out there again. Give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot us an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com if you have any questions. And fellas, thanks again for joining me today. I wanted to jump into another very important and pretty substantial part right now as far as, an integrated media campaign or an integrated marketing campaign is concerned. That's social media usage. Since a lot of people have been working from home and so many of us, as school got canceled and things are starting to open up, we're slowly coming out of it, but social media usage has increased by 50% and in some months up to 70%. And we spoke a little bit earlier about organic posting and messaging, and that's going to deal with, hey, here's a pic, here's maybe a before and after, and I'm going to show that with one client. And here's a story to where you show a carousel or a progression that people can really latch onto from an organic content standpoint. And then with that, a really, really smart play is after you show the before and after and what that specific journey or experience was, a really smart play is to add something that's a time-based incentive. Give us a call this week and we'll give you a free estimate. Give us a call Thursday or Friday and you'll get 10% off your order if it's more of a transactional nature, but having that incentive or the call to action after that organic content shows what you can do for them. That's been a really strong play for some advertisers that we work with. And I wanted to take that and go into something that's been really effective for Facebook and Instagram. And that's the paid ads, right? And I wanted your thoughts on, why are reach or traffic ad campaigns, why are they so important right now? And for the listeners that might not be 100% familiar, a reach campaign on social media is going to be just like it sounds, and it's hitting as many people as possible in your target audience. And a traffic campaign, right? Sometimes they can sound similar, but Nathan, if you want to start off for me in a second, a traffic campaign, it's going to be getting as many people to their site, increasing that traffic as possible. And a lot of times they can sound one and the same, but it's not always the case, right? So if you would, Nate, touch on why they're so important and some of your personal experience in that realm, please.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So let me just start off by saying this. Whoever is listening right now, if you are not doing social media or do very little social media, whether it's through paid or your own organic posting, if you are not doing that right now, you are going to lose in the long run because social media, you just heard the stats, up 50%, 70%. people are getting their information, their news, their reviews, their referrals, all from social media. So please look into it. But to answer your question, Mark, so yeah, so with the reach and traffic, so if you're just trying to go out there and just throw that huge net out there and just cast it as and try to get as many fish as you possibly can, you know, that is your reach. You know, I'm trying to hit that 25 plus demographic. Maybe it's a household income of like $75,000. Mm-hmm. That's just really nothing more than just like straight up like a, really it's just a branding campaign to let people know who you are, get people aware of you. Because like we said, I mean, like John and I both said, like people are going to be making research or doing research before they make a purchase. So you're just going out there and putting your brand right in front of their face to as many people as possibly that you can. A traffic is, yeah, I mean, trying to get people like, I don't want to say clickbait, but it's almost like clickbait, you know, getting people to click on that ad and go to your site and see how many people went there. Now, the problem with the traffic site is that your bounce rate might be a little higher. So it might show in your analytics that your bounce rates are going to be going, you know, pretty high, which, you know, whatever, those things will happen, but get on social media. Look at what other companies are doing. Have community outreach. And if you're not doing it, you need to start doing it because the generation, the millennials and everyone else after that, that's all that they're used to. So pick social, pick one. Pick if it's Facebook, if it's Instagram or LinkedIn or Pinterest, just do it. Research it. Call us, please.
Yeah. And Nathan, I like that you brought up the fact that, you know, with traffic, some people will refer to it as clickbait, but the whole point is to realize who at least has enough interest to take that action. And we set up that expectation, your bounce rate, which means they go there, but they go right away. It is going to be higher, but we have to do that to establish that foundation or that baseline, because what's really, really great about, you know, not only marketing and advertising in the digital space and era, but at CMG, we're really good about what's called A/B testing, right? And once we establish what that foundation is, we're going to say, we know this happened. Let's try this, and then let's try this. And then we're going to know. We're not going to guess. We're going to know which one works the best, and then we're going to take that, and then we're going to move it forward, and then we're going to amplify it. And then when we realize, hey, we've got a good amount of reach, hey, we've created a good amount of traffic, and that traffic is solid, now we know, hey, let's generate some leads out of this. And that's where, you know, the holistic or the really effective execution of social comes into play in my opinion. I didn't know if you wanted to put a tag on that for my thought, but
yeah. And actually I do want to preference one thing. There's a difference between boosting a post and also having paid outreach for targeted media. So because a lot of people are like, I boost my post. That's completely different than actively trying to go out and get people that are intenders or household income. When you boost a post, all you're doing is just amplifying that one post, and who knows who's going to read that. I mean, you could have someone from another country or something like that, that fake people that are doing it.
Yeah.
Paid advertising is, you said about the click and I said about the clickbait. Also be real. Don't try to put, you know, the old bait and switch in there where you're trying to be cute with your ad and say something that's completely false when they get to your social media. And then also, too, make sure your social media site is clean, actually has pictures, has content, because that's what people want. People want content. Give them what they want, content.
Yeah, and you bring up a very good point, because a boost, like you said, is just that. There's not a lot of target unless you're very, very, very specific on how you're managing it from an organic standpoint. There's not a lot of ways to target it. And with, like you said, don't try to fool anybody, because if you want to get a higher bounce rate and if you want to, you know, put a tarnish on your brand, tell people one thing and then show them another, right? Clickbait turns into bait and switch, turns into you're digging yourself in a hole, right?
Well, Mark, people
and
are sad.
Those are all things that we can help with. So
people understand when they've been duped like that. And, you know, one thing about social media, when you boil it down, you know, Nathan and I talk to business owners all the time, and you know, as we, you know, we talked a little bit in the last segment about, you know, getting involved in their business and understanding. Almost 100% will tell me, and I bet I can speak for Nathan here, that ideally, you know, our leads come from word of mouth. We all want word of mouth advertising. That's fundamentally look at your social media marketing presence as an extension of word of mouth. People look to social media like that. You've got, you know, you interact with your friends on social media, you interact with colleagues and things of that nature. What you're doing essentially on social is a word of mouth, and you're able to get your product out there. You're able to get your message out there in a softer form than, you know, look, we do mass media advertising and it's a nice complement to it. But look at social, you know, kind of like that. And we've got the metrics that Nathan talked about, and we can really boil it down. You know, that paid social, you can boil it down to those high intenders that you're looking for, those leads that, those qualified leads that you're looking for as an extension of, you know, word of mouth advertising that we all want more of. I mean, let's face it. That's what we all want more of. And so that's what social can deliver if done well.
Absolutely. Again, if you have any questions about social media, digital marketing, terrestrial radio, any kind of marketing mix, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or just shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. Today we've been breaking down what are good solutions for goals and KPIs for businesses. And right now we're taking a deeper dive into social media, and we've touched on different ways that the right type of campaign from an ad standpoint and organic standpoint can make sense. But I want to take the next couple minutes and get your opinion on what makes sense from the platform mix or the combination of regarding how do you follow up with that activity on social, and then what type of retargeting, meaning they showed a little bit of action, but then we want to come back around to it. What's an experience that you guys have, even if it's just with Facebook and Instagram combined? I don't know, Sho, if you want to share a little bit on that, or maybe Nathan, if you have
a couple examples on that. You know, I think one thing, if people engage with you on social media, it's important that you engage back. Now, look, we all want to have 5-star reviews across the board, but, you know, let's be honest, that's just not always the case, regardless of your business. And so, you know, I think it's important, especially the people that, you know, you certainly want to engage with people that give positive feedback, but it's especially important people that give negative feedback. How do we rectify the situation and make it better? I think just engaging with people in that way is really key to, you know, maximizing your social media presence. And, again, we talked about it earlier, keep staying positive and taking any negative, interaction that might come back and seeing how you can make it better and rectify it.
I like it. That's a combination of social and reviews, quite frankly, at that point, addressing everything as it comes in fluidly.
One example of that is ZeroRes does a wonderful job of getting reviews and things like that. And most of them are positive, but they have had a few negatives, and they always follow up. And there's been a few instances where they've saved a customer. You know, hey, let's go back out, let's make it right. And, you know, they've saved a customer and been able to continue that relationship, just engaging with them and not just accepting a negative review or negative comment.
That's awesome. Nate, what about, I know we've talked before in previous shows about Instagram ads and how both of our wives really like what they get and what's positioned to them, simply because I think the enjoyment of commerce and shopping, right? But it's showing them stuff that either they've showed an interest in before, or it's something that makes sense from what they've purchased before. And that's literally the right type of follow-up / retargeting from behaviors that we've seen before. I didn't know if you had something to add on to it in the last minute or two here.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, obviously the retargeting aspect, the more that it matches exactly what that potential customer is looking for, the better. You know, because I see a lot of wasted advertisements, whether it's in pay-per-click, where I'm getting served an ad from Atlanta because they're not geo-targeting their location, or if it's display targeting where I'm getting an ad for something that just doesn't make any sense because I never went there, or I'm not even an intender. There's a lot of wasted marketing that's out there. So you want to be sure that whoever you're working with has some kind of plan, and they're actually going after. They're not just, you know, spraying and praying. You know, they're not wasting your money. You need to make sure that whatever you're doing has that direct bullseye to whoever you're trying to reach, because I think it was Wanamaker said, you know, 50% of my advertising works and the other 50 doesn't. And if I knew which 50% worked, I'd be a, you know, a millionaire. Well, yeah. I mean, that's really so true, but in today, which he didn't have back in the 20s, he didn't have all this data and analytics and everything that we can actually see what is working and how we can move towards that through data and research and A-B testing that's out there. So just make sure, keep aware of everything and make sure you're relevant and make sure you're doing the right thing, because you don't want to waste your money. That's your money. It's hard earned.
Exactly. And I mean, it's case in point. If there's ever a question about that and you want to know where my money's going, we actually have technology that can track that stuff that's not even with us, but literally everything you're doing. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions about digital marketing or about how we can help you track all of your marketing and your overall cross-channel efforts, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or just shoot us an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. And coming up after the break, we're going to round it off and we're going to take a dive into, you know, something that's relevant to all of us, but maybe we're not getting exactly what it is and, you know, what our summer activities are or were when we were kids, and how that can translate as we, you know, are full-on grown-ups but dealing with a new world. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. And joining me today, it's our senior media consultants with CMG, Nathan Cucker and John Showalter. Guys, thanks again so much for joining me today. We've touched on a lot of stuff as far as solutions to a business for their goals and KPIs. We've taken a deep dive into social, and we've incorporated all that relative to, you know, the customer journey and how to retarget and follow up. So I always want to take a little bit of time. You know, we've worked hard all week, and we do this for our listeners on Saturday. Tell me about like a favorite summer activity and maybe a slogan that sticks out or comes along with it, or maybe what brand sticks out to you from summer travel as a kid. I'll let you kind of stew on that for a second. The one that sticks out to me as a kid might sound funny, but it's Burger King, right? I was born at Fort Hood, Texas. My dad was in the Army, and I didn't realize until much later, but in, you know, the Department of Defense and on bases, you don't have the mix of products. You don't have that selection that you do in the civilian world. So literally Burger King was the only fast food restaurant when I was growing up, unless we went off post or off base. And so as we're traveling around, I wouldn't ask like McDonald's or this and that. I'd say, where's Burger King? And they would say, no, let's go somewhere else. And I was like, well, what do you mean? Right. And so that's what was really funny, because I was the youngest and it always stuck out. Like, why is this kid wanting to go to Burger King all the time? That's all the kid knows. Right. So I was curious, what kind of experience like that, sticks out for y'all.
Well, Mark, I'll stick on the burger, theme here. I grew up in near Cincinnati, Central Kentucky, and JTM Burgers. Now, I'm not going to endorse their taste. We'll leave that alone. But I can't confirm or deny that. But JTM did a great job of messaging. They were the burger of the summer. They were the frozen patties, and they marketed it. And it reminds me of summer. Now, a friend of the program, Bubba Burger, which are local here in town, certainly have a whole lot more taste than JTM, but they just did a great job of wrapping themselves around, you know, grilling season and the smell of charcoal and the smell of cookouts and ball games. And I'll always kind of reference JTM when I think of summer and cookouts.
That's awesome. Nate, what comes to mind for you? I'm curious.
Well, for me, you know, growing up in the North, we only had 4 days of summer. So really
the four, you know, most beautiful days.
We only had 4 days. So in those 4 days, you know, and they weren't right in a row. They could have been like, you know, one every like few weeks. But I always remember going with my family to Knoebels Grove, which is it's a theme park. And if anyone is out there listening right now, if you know what I'm talking about with Knoebels Grove, call Mark, call the show right now. I have something special for you. But that would always be, it was a fun food and fantasy at Knoebels Amusement Park was their slogan. But every time I would hear that ad, I knew like that summer was there. It was an old, like, it was like an old lumber yard that they turned into a theme park, which was big. I mean, it wasn't like Hershey Park, which was another one that I was close to. But it was just, you know, you actually paid for the ride, so you didn't have to like buy like a pass that was like a couple hundred dollars. So it was cheap, and they had this whatever. But the Knoebels Grove always made me think of summer when I would see the ads, and I would be like, oh, summer's soon here. Finally, I can get out of the house.
What was the it was fun food. What was it?
Fun food and fantasy.
Fun food and fantasy. Alliteration and rhyming.
He's through the radio, but he lit up when he was talking about that. A little bit earlier in the show, we talked about that positive message and make it, of course, obviously theme parks lend themselves to a little bit more fun. But Nathan just lit up talking about that. And I think
they had these waffle sandwiches that waffle with the chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream in a homemade like waffle sandwich. I mean, they would make them right in front of you. Oh man, I tell you,
you just made everybody hungry for a waffle.
Actually had the oldest wooden roller coaster. The Phoenix is what it was called, the oldest wooden roller coaster. And every time you get on it, the darn thing would creak, and you'd be like, oh, my God, is this thing going to fall apart on me?
Yeah, and what's funny is I know the Phoenix only because in Texas at Six Flags they had the Texas Giant, and it was the largest wooden roller coaster, and those two would always go back and forth. So, but Joe, you're exactly right. Like, all he did, I asked, like, one or two simple questions, and it's like, oh, yeah, right? And if you have the ability to sustain, you know, over that kind of longevity, talk about brand awareness, man, there you have it. So I really appreciate you guys joining me today, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Advisor Show. Again, if you have any questions or if you want to set up a free, no-obligation call, whether it's on the phone or over the computer, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot us an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. Look, we can talk about your business's marketing strategy. We can talk about some of our best practices and tools that we have and what some best next steps are for you. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week on 104.5 WOKV.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.